Hello. Welcome back to About Music, The Art of Listening. I'm Brian. Today we continue to talk about musical fingerprints. We're going to be looking at four violin sonatas with accompaniment on a keyboard instrument. We are still busy with the first musical fingerprint, which I would like you to master, which is, what does the music of the four different historical periods sound like, and how can one tell them apart? To help you identify the four periods of music history, we will look at the instruments used, the overall sound, the texture, and the harmonies used. Our works for today are, from the Baroque, Francesco Maria Veracini, the Violin Sonata in E minor, Opus 2, No. 8. From the Classical period, Ludwig van Beethoven, the Violin Sonata, Opus 24, No. 5, which is also called the Spring Sonata. From the Romantic period, Johannes Brahms, the Violin Sonata No. 1, Opus 78, and from the 20th century, Aaron Copland, the Violin Sonata. As we listen to the first movement of the Veracini, listen for the basso continuo accompanying the violin. This is a dead giveaway for Baroque music, and it consists of, usually, a harpsichord and cello. Notice in the violin part the difficulty, the virtuosity, with sudden changes of dynamics and mood. There is extensive ornamentation of the melody with trills and embellishments. The performer is given a lot of freedom to interpret the score. Notice also how the instruments are not blended but contrasted. The major and minor scales and harmonies are used. Let's listen to the first movement.
Thank you.
Did you notice the points I mentioned earlier? Here is the final movement, a jig. Here's a couple of additional things to listen to. The music is cerebral rather than emotional. It's mostly traditional harmony with relatively short movements. And another Baroque feature, the use of dance forms in the sonata. In this one, the minuet, the gavotte, and the jig. Let's hear that last movement. Thank you. The well-known sonata by Beethoven is noted for classical polite good taste, elegance and lyricism, graceful melodies. This time, the basso continuo has been replaced by a piano. This is typical of all periods from this time onwards. We will listen first to the short, dance-like character of the scherzo. There is equality between the piano and the violin, and a very inventive use of harmonies. The major and minor scales and harmonies are also straightforward and easy to follow. The texture is characterized by balanced and clear structure. Let's listen to that third movement. It's very short. Did you notice the use of a clear structure, which we earlier learned is compound ternary? The next movement, the fourth, also has a clear structure. This one is a rondo. Remember, that's where the theme keeps coming around. During this era, composers sought clarity, order, and symmetry in their musical compositions, moving away from the complexity and ornamentation of the preceding Baroque period. Let's listen to the fourth movement. Thank you. Now we come to Brahms's first sonata, the first movement. Immediately you will hear an emotionally resonant and rich sound, warm and lyrical. A wide range of harmonic colors contributes to the emotional expressiveness. The harmonies and scales used are still the major and minor keys, but the music is characterized by a heightened expressiveness and emotional depth. There is a shift towards more subjective and personal expression. Chromaticism, which is incorporating notes outside the traditional scales, adds tension and the emotional depth to the music. It contributes to a more complex harmonic language. Let's hear that first movement.
Thank you.
As we now go forward to hear the third movement, listen to the equal partnership of violin and piano and how the themes from the movement that you just heard recur later in the piece. Even though we're in the Romantic period, there is still attention to the traditional classical sonata form with thematic development. And also here we find intricate counterpoint, a carryover from the Baroque style. Brahms incorporates many techniques from the earlier centuries. Let's hear the third movement. Thank you. Our fourth piece, the Violin Sonata by Copland, is in the 20th century modern style. Listen, please, for the departure from traditional major and minor scales, leading to a more dissonant and complex harmonic language. Here is the first movement. Thank you. This music features a blend of American folk influences, modernist techniques, and open harmonies with equal sharing between the violin and the piano. Copland still uses traditional sonata form, but with this unique harmonic language, it is somewhat angular. His energetic rhythmic drive is quite a strong feature of the music of the so-called modern period. Let's listen to the third movement. Thank you. This is, like last week, the first musical fingerprint I would like you to master, what the music of the different periods sounds like. That's the end of our program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something that you would like to hear or read again. All of this program and the previous ones is available for you on the website, where you will find links to the music heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember that if you have questions or comments, you're welcome to write to me, brian@gsaradio.stream. My own webpage, where you can read these as transcripts, is available at https://aboutmusic.2020b2b.co.za. This is Brian signing off for this week. Please keep well.